Oh, hi, Todd. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you? Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, good. Hi. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we were calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I just didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Nope. I ain't bringing in enough money to cover the bills.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, let's see. You probably just need a little bit more time then, huh?
Be nice, but Google's not doing me any justice.
Okay. So if you wanted to cancel, we can't cancel the account with a past due balance. And that's only because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 16th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's, let's see here, $149 past due balance on the account. But the good news is you're catching it in time because, you know, come November 16th, that would reoccur to $498. And I definitely don't want that to happen to you. So there's a note on your account that there was a duplicate Google listing. And I wonder if that is causing issues.
There's
were
big
you
issues
aware?
I'm not getting any phone calls and it's just ridiculous. As much money as I spent on advertising, what I've got out of it is sickening.
Okay. Yeah, you know, a lot of people think, you know, oh, if I have 2 Google listings, I'll get double the results as one. And
why
so
would I
why
would I want to do Google listings?
I don't know. I don't know why there's a note that there's a duplicate unless there's an old company that created one for you in the past and you weren't aware of it. But let me ask the technicians. So I'm putting them, is a duplicate still active? So I'll ask them and see what they say. Had you worked with someone after us or before us that was also doing a Google listing for you, as far as you know?
We had a listing up, yeah, but you were supposed to, in the beginning, you were supposed to attach with that one. And for some reason, it never did. And
let's see here, because it says it was verified and live as of July. And you added us as a manager on 6/12. Let's see here. So you had 2 locations with us, and then now you had consolidated to just one, right?
Right.
I wonder if the duplicate then is regarding the other one that we're not working with anymore, because right now we're just doing the La Crosse. And let me look and see if it's active. Oh, yeah, that La Crosse one is active, and you have 121 Google reviews on it. So you're doing very well in the reviews department.
So that's my original one.
Yes,
you guys
remember?
Never put one up.
Exactly. When a client comes on board with us, we won't create a Google page unless they don't have one. If they have one, you just go in and you add us as a manager, and we optimize that page. So that's what you did on June 12th. You added Local Splash as a manager to that page. And
so
I'm actually...
As a manager of it, what have I gotten out of it?
In the time that you've worked with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 3,780 times, and you've had 784 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So that's all-time results. Let me filter it for the last 30 days since you say things dipped down. Oh, yeah. So in the last 30 days, you were found 716 times on the first page with 178 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you. So I'm curious, do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. You start asking because you're going to hear all day long, I saw you on the Internet. I looked you up online. I found you on Google. All of that is as a result of this program.
Okay.
So I want to look at one more thing here while I have you, which is the reviews. I know you have 120 of them, but I want to see when was the most recent fresh one. So give me a second here. I'll take another look at it. So for your reviews, 121 to be exact. So, oh, good. Your most recent review was a day ago from Jeff Fimwright. I hope I said that right. Mm-hmm. And then before that was last week, Ryan Thompson. 2 weeks ago, Peter Nelson. So you're doing very, very well in the reviews department. And then there was that one-star review less 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
Yeah. You can reply to it if you like through the dashboard because, you know, she put, thought it was really funny getting a text from them 4 years after they didn't fix my washer. Whatever she wrote, 10 out of 10 wouldn't recommend. You could put, well, you worked with us 4 years ago and it seems like you had good results since you haven't called us since, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so you can reply to that through the dashboard if you wanted to. There's a little button on there that says reply.
Okay.
So, yeah, but, you know, if this account ever were to cancel, it would dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would unravel and the website would come down. So, you know, mm-hmm. if you need a little bit of time, that's no problem. I can put a note in here, but I would highly, you know, recommend get it done as soon as possible because in the meantime, your website has a little orange banner at the top saying, you know, the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder that your, you know, payment's not going through. But some mm-hmm. people see that up there and they don't like it and, you know, it makes people think they're out of business or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have it today. My checking account is at about zero.
Okay.
So,
I understand. Okay, well, I'll put a note on here that you need more time, and then I'll send you a little notification that talks about the payment failing, but this one mm-hmm. will have my extension, which is 777. So if, okay. you know, you get a job and you have some extra funds to take care of this, just call me, and if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up again, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right. Have a great rest of your day. You're welcome, Todd. No problem. Okay, bye.